Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
That's Jack Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. We show you how to buy property for half and resell it the next day. Great information and instruction from Jack, that's me.
And inspiration from Jill, that's me.
We're recording at the beach this week, and here's some funny stuff that happened to us recently.
All right, I thought of something. let me preface this and say, thank goodness, I don't think our close friends listen to this show. Some of them don't even know we have a show.
Isn't that great?
Which is really great.
Somebody's going to find out.
I know. Eventually. I don't like to talk about it, but I have to ask you this question. Is it just me, or did you invite the ex-boyfriend?
I did. Oh my God.
To visit.
This is so
My girlfriend.
So inappropriate.
Who was just here last weekend. You're actually sleeping in the same bed she did. Oh, and by the way, that she rode that bike and we're taking you to all the same places.
I didn't even think of that.
What? I'm like, when you said, hey, so-and-so's coming, I'm like, oh, that's great. This is really kind of, that's a little awkward.
Okay. First of all, I love that you bring this up because that has nothing to do with real estate.
Thank you.
Or land or anything.
I'm just thinking it's on my mind because I got to get stuff ready for him.
Second of all, it's like, that's maybe one of the million differences between men and women because you picked up on that and I didn't.
Yep.
So Jill and I inadvertently introduced these people. We didn't introduce them.
No, we didn't.
I've known this guy for a lot of years. He's a house flipper. He's awesome, actually. And he's one of the funniest people I've ever known, ever. So he doesn't work a lot in life. And he's got a bunch of rentals and stuff. So anyway, you know, he went out with one of Jill's now friends for a long time. And just, you know, it didn't work. Stuff happens. So we had her out here for a while. And now he's coming out.
It's just kind of funny. You know what's funny is that... Lucky you have me, because most girls would be like, oh, no, no, no.
I know.
You got to pick one. Even it's like a boyfriend-girlfriend breaking up is like a divorce, and you got to pick sides. I'm like, no, you don't have to pick sides. That's kind of silly, right?
Yeah, I am lucky to have you, by the
way. Thank you. I'm like, okay, a little awkward, but all right. No, you know, that's what's great about these two is that we still can have great friendships with them both. We're sorry that it didn't work out, but... Hey, we can still all be friends. So it's really good.
It's awesome.
Yep.
So anyway, back to reality. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how to sell property online. It's a fourth episode of a five-part series all about sales, selling property online. It's called Make Payment Simple. Man, I couldn't be any more clear about that, I don't think. Let's talk about it in a second. Great show, Jill. Before we start, let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community. And I'm going to read this one if it's all right with you.
Because it looks long.
It is long and it intrigues me. And it's kind of a, well, you. So Ryan H., he's a member that spends a lot of time in Success Plant. And he's from start to finish, this guy's buying a ton of property. It was brand new, probably what, 3 months ago? Mm-hmm. So here's his question. I got my first offer accepted. It's in Northern Arizona. Here are my numbers. And there's a question at the end. I'm going to read off the numbers because this is what's possible and what happens all the time. Some people don't believe us. Parcel size, 2.3 acres. Sales comps, $3,500 on the internet. Purchase price, $125. Sales price, $1,200. I'm only going to read four of these because there's about 40 in here. Let's see, parcel size, 10 acres, comps, $9,000, purchase price, $300, my sale price, $2,500. And there's about 20 properties in here.
So awesome.
I know, he adds them
this
up.
This is so fantastic.
He adds them up and asks a question at the end. So his total purchase price on all of these properties is $4,600. I'm sorry, his total purchase price is $5,800 and change, and his total sale price is $41,000 to a single buyer.
And this is insane.
And here's his question. Hey, group, should I be doing this deal or not? Or should I hold out for more? He's going to spend about $6,000 all done.
And he's make about 40.
And he's been in this business for what?
Five minutes.
3 or 4 months. No, not literally. He's been in the business for about 4 months.
Uh-huh.
So I'll let our listeners answer whether or not he should do this deal.
I love it.
He's never seen the property.
Yeah.
He's never, he's done everything we told him to do. He's posted it on the internet everywhere. Excuse me. Maybe I'm getting this stuff, Jill.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my answer. I'm speechless.
You know what I tell people all the time? The only reason this won't work is you don't listen. If you do what really you, Stephen, you and I spell out A to B to C to D like Ryan did, you're going to be just fine.
Right.
And what's funny is I have to hold people back. We joke about this because it's happened to me too. It's easy to get greedy and go, oh, but I only made clearly people are not happy with making 100% profit. Clearly we need to have 300% profit over here, but
I catch myself doing that all the time.
It's okay if you only double your money. We had one guy one time, I think we talked about this today, it was one of our member calls. He said he screwed it all up because he only made 90% profit.
He was serious too.
He really was. We're like, and Stephen, you was so good because you reeled him back in and said, did you just say that that was a failure? And the guy's like, yeah, I guess.
He said, use the word failure.
He did say it was a failure because it was 90% profit, not over 100. Like, what the heck are you talking about? So,
hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call us at 800-725-8816. You're right, Jill. That phone number works better there.
It does.
So here's the topic for today. How to sell property online. This is episode 4 or 5. Make payment simple.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the meat of the show. You have two choices when you sell property. You can sell it retail or wholesale. The retail selling, for a strict definition here, is you're selling it to the end user. If it's a house, that's a family that's going to move in. If it's land, it's the person who's going to use the land at the end. They're going to park their RV on it. They're going to build a rural house on it, tiny house, whatever. Wholesale, we're getting down to the kindergarten level here, is somebody that else is that's in the business that maybe might make some improvements to it. Because you're great at sourcing real estate, like us. You're just not really interested in changing anything about it, renovating it, or whatever. So, in either case, you have to make it incredibly simple for these people to just look at it and say, heck yes, I want it for that price. Click on it, get their credit card out, and pay. Plus, it makes Jill's job a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you do? Here's my recommendation. You get yourself a Stripe account, STRIPE.com, and a FreshBooks account, both of which I think are free, Jill. FreshBooks might be like $10 a month.
Depends on how much you use it. But yeah.
And they're going to process your credit cards and create links and the whole thing and make your life incredibly simple so that you can put a link in anything that you send out so they can just click and pay.
Mm-hmm.
Stripe is, I've had many, many, many user accounts, credit card accepted accounts, and Stripe, in my opinion, is by far the best. The other thing you want to be careful about credit card accounts is that a lot of times, PayPal is a great example, they exclude real estate transactions as a product type to be used for the credit card. So you got to be careful that Stripe, at least anyway, when we're recording this today, has no mention of yes or no on real estate. So it's good.
They're cool about all that. Yeah, they're not necessarily free, but they're very inexpensive. And that's one of the things that people love about us. We've tested them all.
Yeah.
I mean, we really have. We've had and done, and some of them we got in silly little contracts, and then you had to wait it out.
Yeah,
and,
oh, it was exactly,
just kind
Jill.
Of painful and like, ugh.
Boy, that's being really nice about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had some not good experiences, so trust us.
Yeah.
We figured some few things out. It's true. It's very true.
Because we've made mistakes. You don't have to.
Exactly.
This is the if-then segment of our show.
I'm sorry. Did we forget the wholesale part? We talked about that.
Yeah, same thing. So, I'm sorry. If that wasn't clear,
we kind of jumped ahead.
Yeah, so wholesale. Wholesaling is like we talked about in the episode before this. Let's say you're going to wholesale to somebody you know who already purchases this product type. Maybe they're house flippers and you're not. You're just going to send a house over there, mark it up $10,000 or $20,000 and they're going to clean it up and even make more than you. If that's the case, you're going to still send an email over to the guy or the person and say, look, I want to do the deal with you, right? So you need to, in with land and houses and everything, somehow put some call to action, whether it's click on this to buy it or click on this to reserve it, or some version of yes, I want it, make a decision kind of quickly and make it super easy for the buyer. In a wholesale case for land, you actually pay for the whole thing right there, or the down payment.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Joe?
Well, I was going to say that you just touched on something that's a whole nother topic, but I want to just kind of, I want to bring it up, is call to action. Like what you just said, it's mm-hmm. when you send out an email, you want to have it really easy. Like, we're not just saying make it easy to collect the payments. That's, you know, hey, how do you want to do it? I'll take checks. I'll take, you know, you can wire transfer if you guys know each other, you know, whatever it is.
Oh, good point.
So, like our guys, we know them, and there's, it's a wire transfer situation kind of thing.
And they say they send us this, but we've been doing this for decades.
Right.
So they say, yes, I want it. And we've done 50 deals with them. So that we
they already have it all set up.
Yeah. I'll send you a check like we always do. Okay. Okay.
Right.
The deal's done.
But especially for people starting out, have a call to action, make it so easy. Like, and you know, cause I coach people this in our program, when someone's going to buy it, send them a purchase agreement and the information right there in their email. So it's, and put a date on it and everything. Yeah. So they have it. They're like, oh, okay. They have all the information they need. They can click on it. They don't have to call you back and say, where am I mailing the check or whatever it is. You've provided it all right then and there for them. So then it's super easy.
We sold a property yesterday to a person where we sent it out, just like we always say. Well, it's an A-list buyer, and they called us back and said, I really like to pay for this right now, but the price doesn't work. So we went into Stripe, made a super custom easy link. I actually did it for Jill from the beach here, because it was so fast. The staff didn't even, it's a past relationship that Jill and I have, and it's not something that our staff could close in Arizona. So it happened, what, in 5 minutes,
yeah.
maybe?
Yeah.
And then he clicked on it and purchased the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So Stripe makes it easy to, what you don't want to do in that situation is so the guy calls you back and says, yes, I want it, but I want it for this price. And then 2 weeks later, you get payment and he's got a chance to change his mind. And,
right. You know, you want to sell when they're excited.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. No matter what it is, it could be Zappos shoes. I love your Zappos thing. You know, you love that.
Yeah,
you want them to make it easy and check out right in there while they're excited, and they get them in the mail and then they don't even think about it.
That's right.
It's perfect. Don't have time to run it by their wives. Seriously.
You know what?
That's
an excellent point. I'm going to put that in the book that I'm writing.
It's really true.
Don't check with your wife. Please.
Well, you know what I mean.
No, like what I'm going to put in the book is Jill says, don't check with your wife.
No, because that's not how I roll. But if it's some shoes or something, it's okay. For the $40,000 transaction, boy, you better check with your wife. But if it's a $40 transaction, I think it's okay. Or you know what I mean? Or
yeah.
You get my point.
Now is the time for the if-then segment of our show. If you do X, then Y will happen. So you want to make payment easy for your buyers. If you want to make payment easy for your buyers, then set up two systems to allow them to auto-check out with one click. Here's an example. Retail. Post the property on LandWatch, but include a checkout link. They let you do that, believe it or not, and no one uses it.
Mm-hmm.
Wholesale, send an email to an A-list like we just talked about, and make sure there's a link to check out or to reserve the property, depending on the price. If it's too big, if it's a house, you want to just make sure that they've made a commitment. Click on something, call to action, make a commitment.
Mm-hmm. I do it like a purchase agreement. If it's a house, I'd have a purchase agreement in there for them to print out, sign, and send back to me.
When it's retail and it's a large purchase, I usually include a link like for a $1,000 down payment that reserves it. But mm-hmm. you want to make sure that they're making a commitment. When you get to this level, and even at the level where a lot of very new people are in our success plan community, you don't want to waste a lot of time. See, so in the beginning, when you're a real estate investor, this is what happens. You doubt everything, as you should. Does this really work? I don't know if it works. I can't believe it. Am I going to fail at it? Maybe I'm not smart enough. All these other people know how to do it. I don't know if I can do it. You go through all that. Jill and I see our members all the time. After several months of listening to what we say and what our other members say, then it becomes a game of, oh my gosh, this works. Now what do I do? How do I handle payment? It becomes a big ball of what do I do with the money when it comes? And if you go into Success Plan and listen and watch the questions, it's a free community.
Mm-hmm.
No longer do the same people that 3 months ago, Ryan's a perfect example, mm-hmm. he had an extreme concern about whether or not this works. Now he's like, should I make $20,000 or $25,000? That's his concern.
Right.
And how do I handle it? How do I, so we're here. Right. That's what Jill and I are here for, to move you through those systems. And then there's other people's, I'm not going to name any names. After they get past Ryan's, I'm going to name a name. Josh is one of his name. He's a military guy. I love this guy. He's just taking this to a whole different level.
Yeah.
Then we just don't hear from him again.
I know. That's what happens. Hey, thanks. See ya. Like what?
It's like kind of like your kid goes off to college.
That's,
you know?
True. It is like that. It gives me a warm feeling inside. Josh, we love you.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. And please don't be boring about it. Jill, do you have some inspiration for us?
I do. Here's my question and inspiration and thing to think about for today. What's weighing on you? Is it?
I never know if you're asking me these questions.
Well, partially I am.
Or is it like just a deep thoughts thing?
Do you know what's funny about
this? Deep thoughts.
Deep thoughts.
By John Handy.
That's right. No, because you know what, Stephen? I
deep thoughts.
I pull this from stuff that's going on either really in our world or my people's world or our members' world. I really try to take it because it's obviously something that's going on right now. So that's where I come up with my thoughts and things. So mine for today is think about what's weighing on you. Is it your schedule? Is it money worries?
That's a great idea. You know what, Jill? I joke about this with you too much. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is very useful.
It is. Thank you.
Everybody has something like that. Everyone. I don't care what it is. Maybe too many bills.
You may not even know it, too. You may be walking around yelling at everybody, and you don't even know why. So I really encourage helpful. You to take a step back. And if you're not feeling your best and things aren't, you're not having a good time right now, you know, maybe pause. Think about what's really weighing on you. Isolate it. Like Stephen said, it might be money. I think it might be scheduling. It could be trouble in your relationship. Whatever it is, you're not moving fast enough where you want to go. So figure out whatever's holding you up and weighing on you and, gosh, just giving you that heavy, heavy feeling and see and address it. And
I don't
then
want to make this marital counseling, but I got it. I have to feel compelled to. Oh, I have a plan. Sorry, I'm interrupting.
Yeah,
you.
It's
is
okay.
What's weighing on you the fact that I interrupt you a lot?
That's one thing. Just kidding. No, that's fun. You know what? This is really good. We should share.
We have to ask each other these questions when you bring them up. She doesn't, you know, by the way, listener, Jill doesn't tell me what she's going to say in these things.
I don't.
It's just as much of a surprise for me as it is for you.
Mm-hmm.
Intentionally.
So I am now going to put myself on the spot and I'm going to think about what's weighing on me. And I think what's weighing on me right now is 18 projects and I love them all and I'm not afraid of them. But when you, if you're a fly on the wall, you know, in our little world right now, you'd be going, what the heck are you
Why
guys
are they doing?
Doing? Wow. And how are you going to possibly accomplish all that? And, why are you doing that to yourselves? No, but, and I'm not afraid of it all, but I'll be honest, it is a little bit weighing on me. And okay. So, all right, now I have to address it. All right. So how do I address it? I sit down and figure it out.
Spreadsheet solves everything.
So, and figure out like, all right, I'm going to tackle this. I'm going to break it down into small steps and tackle one at a time. And then for me, then it's not so daunting and doesn't weigh so heavy on me. And then I feel good. All right, that week, my goal is to have this done and this written, whatever it is. Check, done. And then I can move on. And I'm getting somewhere too, by the way. Half the time too, if you don't address it, it's just going to get worse. It's a mess and you're not going to be happy and you're missing on other things. It'll mess you up. So what's weighing on you, Steve?
You know, there's a lot. I'll answer that. There's a lot of stuff messages that I want to convey and information that I want to share. And my head is way faster than I'm capable of acting. So you're exactly right, Jill. I'm constantly right now we're scheduled out for at least 2 months on the projects that we're recreating a project specifically for real estate agents and for house flippers, how to use data and stuff, not just land. Investors and I know it's going to be, I know the amount of, well, the amount of knowledge that we can share mm-hmm. to help real estate agents get listings and investors flip better houses, buy houses cheaper mm-hmm. is amazing. So, you know, we're just scheduled out. There's a lot of work to do. Mm-hmm. So that's, it's just, I think we're probably saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff coming up. Mm-hmm. So you can't, there's a lot of stuff. What I'm learning at this age now, there's a lot of things and tasks that you can outsource and hire people for.
It's true.
But there's a lot of things you just have to do yourself, you know? It's I mean, true. I don't think you should get caught up in sweeping the floor yourself. But when there's shows like this mm-hmm. in the business that we're in.
Exactly. You know,
I'm not sure that someone else could do the show. I mean, they could.
No, but they could produce it. I mean, like, which we right. have. So, for
that's
some,
what's weighing on me.
Yeah. That's what's, thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. So, cool.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information and education, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately. Did you like that inspiration? I think that you liked that.
You know, I need to stop giving you a hard time about it because it's so, you know, it really is. So, you know, did you ever walk into somebody's office and they have all this, say, like a bunch of framed pictures of, say, like crappy, stupid business sayings all over there, like hanging their baby yeah. and, you know, what I'm
hanging their baby with a cat.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a silly
that's
example.
That's hilarious. You know, what's funny is we can all remember that and we all thought it was so silly, but yet it comes right to mind.
Yeah, so I mean, we've all walked in somebody's office. Usually, they're a mid-level manager in some crazy company somewhere, and they've got these little saying, cute sayings, all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So, my gut reaction when people start saying, "Well, let's have some inspiration" or anything like that, is that's what it is. But it's, in your case, you're just very good at delivering helpful stuff.
Thank you, I appreciate.
And the thing
that.
About the way you do it too, and it is that it's not just, "Hey, consider that there's this beautiful." A pile of gold at the rainbow, period, and then move on to the next topic. You're like, we're like, hey, let's talk about how we're going to get that gold in your bank account.
Right.
You know, let's start with the inspiration, and then everything starts with inspiration, right?
Right. I think so. Or you're missing something. You know, that's our whole thing in life. You can have all the information and do nothing.
Right.
You know, that's great. It's like getting, hey, I have this degree and I do, and then I deliver pizzas. What?
Uh-huh.
What did you do all that for?
Right.
You know, so, and we all know those people.
Anyway, it's an imperative part of succeeding, inspiration mm-hmm. and motivation.
Thank you.
Along with the information. And thank you, Jill. Because if I did this show by myself, no one would listen to it at all. It would just be like, thanks. You
know, it's it half would be of like a show.
It would be like Ferris Bueller's math teacher. Anyone? Anyone?
Bueller.
Let's go buy something for half price today and sell it more. Jack and Jill. Information and inspiration.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.